Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Oh, I love that voice. Thank you so much, Dave Solomon. This has been a really cool week because we've had two guests this week that are on during the first hour. Usually, you'd hear some intro music, but we're not even going to do the intro music because we're going to build this young lady up. I'm telling you, what a revelation to hear Natalie Cressman's Turn the Sea. This is one of these women that I always champion here on Hybrid Jazz. No joke, because when you find someone who's got some jazz sensibility, female and playing strong and being strong and getting so much attention because people seem to know that there is this wisdom infused with the music, it's such a turn on, I can't even say. Singer, songwriter, trombonist, and visionary, I think. Natalie Cressman. Hey, Natalie.
Hey, how's it going? What an intro.
Absolutely. I could have gone on, but I think I've embarrassed guests recently because I've just been so excited about the music. And I'm so excited about yours because this is certainly a hybrid situation we're talking about. Agreed? Agreed?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. When you hit me up, just by the name of your show, I was like, oh, that's perfect. You must really get what I'm trying to do because it is a hybrid of so many different styles, but it is within like the jazz context, so it all kind of fits in.
Well, you know what, Natalie, here's the thing. I'm so impressed with your bloodline because I've read about your mom, Sandy. I've read about your dad, Jim. So you were growing up in this household that was completely integrated with eclectic music, Brazilian and jazz, and what your dad was doing as a recording engineer, bringing that home, and Santana. So you've got all of these different sounds in your head. This is how you grew up. So, of course, yeah, you would have those jazz sensibilities, but you're a young person, and everything that's in your culture comes into play. So what you've turned out here with Turn the Sea is just stunning.
Oh, well, thank you. I think I kind of did have an interesting advantage growing up with two musician parents in that the music that was around my house was just so atypical. And even from, when I moved to New York and went to college, my colleagues were listening to much more like, straight ahead jazz and hadn't heard of a lot of the artists that were just really commonplace in my house growing up. So it was interesting to see how my upbringing was really different than a lot of kids who, are drawn to jazz.
Oh, definitely. And you already are. Maybe it's because of your upbringing, but maybe it's, since I'm a romantic and I think that you are to a large extent too, maybe it's just because of who you are, but there is such an element of both young spirit and old soul in you. So you know how to go back to the past. Part of you lingers there, but part of you is such a visionary in that you perceive what is next as far as music is concerned. Have you been called that, a visionary?
No, this is the first, but yeah, I think I've been told that I'm an old soul, but then also at the same time, I am making really contemporary music. So there is that interplay between, using the tradition of the music to inform what I'm doing, but also letting the influences of what I'm hearing now in this millennium seep into the music and kind of reinvigorate it and, come up with a new sound that's still jazz, but saying something different.
Well, and then let's tell folks, too, in case they are not familiar, you had this really wonderful education. You left the Bay Area, went to the Manhattan School of Music, and you really did immerse yourself in the different kinds of music that were around you in that East Coast environment. You got involved along the way in salsa and Latin jazz with Pete Escovedo. Woo! I love that.
Yeah. And, yeah, that was one of my first gigs growing up.
Really?
Pete. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is so exciting to me, you know, at 16, 15,
I'll
16.
Bet. And then you met Trey Anastasio from Phish, and he met you at the age of 18, and I would imagine he didn't know what to think because already you were so worldly in what you knew about music. So whew, that was pretty interesting that your paths would cross like that.
Yeah, although, you know, even though the music that I make and Trey makes and Phish and his own band, even though they're really different, there is a similar, like, you know, no holds barred, letting, you know, whatever, you know, style of music that resonates with you is to come through the music. So I think
yes.
Even though, you know, it's a very different sound, it's like a really similar mentality. And so I think that's kind of why me and him kind of clicked, because we had this kind of real broad, eclectic taste.
And Trey, he has struck me through the past, and I got to know him in a better way because my son is 22, so he keeps up with everything. And, of course, he heard you in the past few days because I was playing your music, and he stopped what he was doing and said, okay, now, who is this? So you really did get his attention, and that's always a good sign because my son is very much like Trey. It has to be authentic, it has to be honest, and it has to sound enlightening. It has to sound like it's fresh. And I think that Trey has alluded to you being that way, and that's a real big compliment from somebody who has been around for quite a while.
Yeah, it's totally, to have him, you know, supporting me and giving me advice has been really, really amazing. I feel really lucky to have, you know, him in my corner and to have been able to grow in his band being, you know, a side man. And then, you know, he's just very encouraging about me kind of doing my own thing and you know, writing my own music and just following through with that as much as anything else.
And I love that, Natalie, this is so special because, gosh, how many times have I interviewed different people who have such a dissimilar background to you. You you were aspiring to be a ballet dancer, and an injury sidelined you. So that was such a sad time, I'm sure, but then you decided to focus your attention on music, and your mom and dad threw all of their support to you. You recognize how cool that is, right?
Totally, yeah. It was great because they were supportive without forcing it on me. And I think that's kind of the key, because sometimes if you force a kid to, you know, play an instrument, and it kind of almost turns them off. And they kind of were basing it off of my own motivation. So it always came from what I wanted to do. And then they would follow through and support me with what I wanted to do. So that was really, really cool. And I think just a really great approach. Because when I was into dance, they were all about that, and then when I wanted to make the shift over to do music, they really helped me out with that as well.
Well, you know what, that says that there is certainly that your mom and dad are completely awesome, and secondly, that there was a large degree of trust from them in regard to you, because they knew that you would figure it out, and that is so important to a child growing up. Man, it really made me happy to read that they were so supportive of you, because any kind of inspiration that I get being a mom of someone who is approximately your age in the early 20s, it's really important for me to get that kind of how can I say, encouragement, even from afar.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, tell your mom that I have just fallen in love now. I'm refreshing myself as far as Sandy Cressman is concerned, and I just love her voice. So please tell her that.
Oh, yeah. I will let her know. But, yeah, she's great. And I love how she's, you know, just completely immersed herself into Brazilian music and just, it's really cool. It's very unique, and she's really made a place for herself in it, and that's really cool.
And are you completely over the moon at the response that you're getting from Turn the Sea? This is your second CD, and you're getting some major buzz. You're feeling it, aren't you?
Yeah, I really, I'm happy with the way things are going. Of course, it's always about making, you know, the next one bigger and better. And I'm always kind of looking ahead, but it's been really great to finally put the record out and have people hear it and respond to it. And, I mean, it's just been, you know, we did our first East Coast tour right when the CD came out. It was just kind of like, as much work as it is, it's like, it's a dream to actually get to realize the project and, like, you know, feel like it's completed.
And it really does have a sense of completeness. I just love the way stories unfold. I've got three songs here, and I want to play one while you're with me, and maybe you can decide on which one. But as so many folks get told who are on the show here, sometimes when you listen to a project the first time around, certain songs hit. And then the second or third time you listen, other songs hit, and you go, wait a minute. I didn't hear it that way the first time or second time. And that's a beautiful thing. How do you listen to music?
Oh, and that's an interesting question, because I think there are really many different ways. And, you know, I put on music ambiently throughout my day, and that's kind of, you know, listening in broad strokes. But I think, you know, when I'm really, like, you know, listening intently, I'm, you know, listening to the words. And then, you know, and the melody is kind of what reaches me first, and like the texture of the whole arc of the song. And then probably on further listenings, then I really get into, like, you know, the chord changes and what, you know, just the finer points of what's going on. But I think it's good to kind of listen at three levels, like the big overall arching, you know, shape of the song, and then like the melody and words, and then the underlying, you know, root of it, the rhythm section, the groove and the harmony and form. So there are so many different ways to listen to music, and I like making music that has layers so that people can kind of have a different experience the next time around, but finding a way to make those layers cohesive and hold together. And not crowd the melody, because for me, the melody is kind of the focal point when I write.
And that's so wise of you, because it takes years sometimes for people to grasp that. And gosh, it's a series of conversations that anybody could have with an artist about how you arrive at that particular destination in your thought in regard to your music, because there are some artists that are so intent on having their message out there that they forget to engage someone else and how they can respond or relate to the music. And I hear you doing that. I hear you engaging people who are listening. You're always thinking about that, even though some of these things, I'm sure, are very personal for you to create as far as songs are concerned. I mean, I'm just delving into your psyche here.
it's great. I mean, you're really spot on. But, yeah, I mean, for me, it's like, you know, yes, the writing process is so personal and individual and solitary, and I love that. But, you know, I want the music to mean something to as many people as possible. So that's kind of why, you know, even though I'm, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's tricky music, and it's, you know, definitely in the jazz side of things, so it might not be everyone's cup of tea. But if I can just incorporate elements that are relatable and make the music approachable to people my own age, people several generations older, and everyone in between, then I feel like I'm onto something, because I'm just, you know, music is supposed to, you know, bring to light, you know, truths in other people's lives as well as, you know, my own when I'm writing. So I kind of try to keep that in mind.
You are, you may not have been told this before, but it's really wild. Maybe your mom and I are the same age, I'm not sure, but I remember, because I was a little girl and paying attention to what was on the radio in the 1950s. Holla! So I was really interested in different kinds of voices, and you remind me of those quirky, beatniky kind of girl jazz singers back then. Blossom Dearie comes to mind.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
I know Blossom Dearie.
Cool. Oh, yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. You and then at that time, I don't know how any of those gals who gave the appearance or the suggestion of being wild women, I'm not sure how they were accepted at that time, but it's so cool to hear that particular kind of vibe surface in you. And I wanted to give folks a feeling of that. Could I play Checkout Time?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Now, what is the story about that, Natalie Cressman? Because that's a really interesting, cool song.
Thanks. Yeah. Well, it's kind of about living on the road and how it kind of you get kind of disoriented from your reality, you know, and so, you know, night after night, you're kind of losing a sense of who you are and where you're from and who's at home waiting for you and just kind of the struggles and the isolation of being out on the road. And I don't have too much experience with that, but a little bit of it. And I definitely like love to observe other people and kind of people watch when I'm out and about on the road and on the scene. And so this is kind of my just thoughts about the struggles of being on the road.
Observations. Wow. Yeah, I feel that. This is Natalie Cressman, our guest on Hyper Jazz, and this is from her new CD, Turn the Sea. Checkout Time. Check it out.
Along the same road, they outrace him, lingering behind, swaying in the night, hearing the strain crowds for those
I just love that song. It is so unique. And Natalie, I'm not sure if you meant it to be that way, but when I heard it the first time and the second time, this might be stating the complete obvious, but what you were doing in the way of vocality in the beginning of the song and at the end of the song reminded me of a clock ticking and then rewinding time.
Ah, that's great imagery. It's funny because I didn't mean to do that, but it totally fits with the story.
Yes. Yes.
That's so great. And that's really cool.
You could do such a great video with this because, you know, you could focus on somebody who is on tour and at the airport and looking at clocks and having your voice do that. Oh, I just got a chill.
That's man. Awesome. I love that.
Well, good. It's just one of those story songs. And now that you've, like, given us the idea of what was the inspiration, now I'll be thinking about that. And even more, when I talk to other artists who are on the road, I'll have them mm-hmm. in that starring role in your video.
Awesome.
Wow. So you're in New Orleans right now. At this moment, you are in New Orleans.
At this very moment. Yeah, I got in a couple days ago, and I'm here through the weekend playing a couple gigs and hanging out with my dad, who's here with Santana.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about that. That is just too cool. Well, it's so funny because it's 6 or 9 degrees of separation. It's so funny how small of a world it is because I'm based in Baltimore, and one of our hometown heroes that always gets discussed in any kind of music circles, especially if you're talking about jazz, is Dennis Chambers.
Oh, yes.
So,
yeah.
Dennis, of course, with his long association with Santana, and I'm sure that your dad and Dennis have hung out on more than a few occasions. So, So you know all about that. It's just a small world, this music world, isn't it? Isn't it crazy?
Absolutely. I love it. I love that you can be in any part of the country or the world and run into musicians who you may not have met before, but you have so many people in common. It's just such a great community.
Yeah, and I love that you have done your stint. This is what really sparks my interest about you, apart from the obvious, because I really do think that this CD is just so noteworthy. I'm really blown away that someone grasps so much at such an age, and I can't help but think that it's not only due to the fact that you were growing up in such a musical household, but you at some point decided, I'm grabbing this ball and running with it. I'm going to be fearless and stay fearless. Do you feel that way all the time? Do you ever get a little stressed about things?
Oh, I totally get stressed about things. But it is about being fearless. I think it's, you know, it took me a couple of years to understand that. But, you know, you have to reach for something slightly out of your grasp in order to move forward. And so I've kind of, you know, even though my music feels like it's my, you know, it's so attached to me and it's really who I am, you know, in musical form. So, you know, it's easy to, you know, be easily hurt or self-conscious about it. But, you know, I've just kind of decided to, you know, put, you know, a lot of effort into, you know, getting it out there and making lots of music and not being too afraid of what people think and where it'll fit in and how marketable it is. Because, you know, like you said before, if the music is, you know, honest and authentic and, you know, saying something unique, I feel like there's going to be an audience for it somewhere. And I've just kind of been, you know, trying to find my audience and trying not to be too hung up on, well, what if it doesn't do well? And what if, because those what ifs and the negative thoughts can just hold you back from what's in store. So
you are
made a conscious effort to just go ahead.
Listen, you are preaching to the choir about that, and you didn't even have to say that. I mean, I knew that you were thinking that. I'm glad that you did, but you know what? Never shy away from your tendency to be, for lack of a better phrasing here, avant-garde. Don't ever be afraid of that, because this is the freedom that you will hopefully continue to have. And I did not know the name before, but in researching you, Natalie, I of course came across someone that I know that you highly respect and that you have worked with and probably will continue to work with, because it seems like you have a really cool musical association. Peter Apfelbaum.
Yes, he's one of my biggest influences in music and dearest friends.
Wow.
And I you know, grew up just listening to his records, and he was really good friends with my dad. And so when I started getting to play with him, it was kind of, it just gave me that feeling of like, yes, this is what I want to be doing. This is, you know, music is for me. This music really moves me. And so, yeah, I feel like I owe so much to him in terms of what I, you know, what he's taught me, and just being able to know him and know his music.
That is such a trip that your dad's contemporaries really do gravitate to you, because they recognize in you a kindred spirit. Has this struck you yet?
No, I mean, I've been, you know, hanging out with my parents and people of my parents' community since I was really young. And so it doesn't faze me, but I feel very lucky to get to, like, be part of, you know, to share time and play music with people who have, you know, a lot more years on me and different experiences and grew up at a different time. And it doesn't really faze me, though. I always hang out with people mostly, like, a decade older than me. So
that is so wild.
So
and meanwhile, you're turning on younger people to elements of music that they would have never tried to attempt to listen to before they heard you. So please give yourself a hug from me, because we're always talking about how we can engage younger people into jazz, or what is seemingly played as jazz with added elements, of course, the way you do it. But I've heard you say a couple of times now, and it just thrills me. I'm just so weird and hypersensitive anyway, but you have said a couple of times, oh, well, you know what? It basically goes back to jazz.
Yeah, I mean, it really, that's the birthplace.
Yes, that's right. That's right, it is. So many people are trying to say, well, why can't music just be good music? Why can't there just be good and bad music? But you always identify yourself with that strong genre, and it really does mean a lot for my ears to hear, because what you do with your voice, what you do with your trombone is just, it's so different, and different is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, I tend to go for the different all the time with my music, but that's just kind of who I am and what fits.
Yeah, wow. Well, I really do appreciate you, and I wish you well. Please tell us if there's going to be anything that you want to plug that's coming up. I know that you've probably had a couple of parties to celebrate the occasion of the release, but what else is coming up that we want to share?
Well, I wish we were doing something in the D.C., Maryland area. I wish we could make that happen soon. But we're playing, we did like a CD release tour a month ago, so I'm still kind of reeling from that. It was really fun. But coming up in June, on June 6th, we're playing in Vermont at Nectar's, which is a storied venue where, you know, people like Phish got their start playing there, and doing a double bill with two of the members from the Trey Anastasio band. So it should be a really fun night. And yeah, I mean, other than that, I have some electronic music collaborations that'll be coming up online soon, and to keep an eye out for that.
Well, here's what you need to do. Wendy Wang is a remarkable individual who works at the Monk Institute and has me participating in International Jazz Day, which is next Wednesday. But Wendy also has another hat. She books the acts for Bethesda Blues and Jazz, which is in the shadow of D.C. It's in Bethesda, Maryland, and that's where you need to be booked. So,
all right.
yes. You need to get your sweet entourage and your checkout time group and bring them to this region, because people need to see women who are strong and know how to play, and you're a double threat because you sing so beautifully. Your voice is both old and new, and that's why I'm so smitten. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I hope we get to play down there. I really love it down there. I've just never been with my band. But, yeah, I'll definitely try to get in touch with Wendy. That would be really good.
Well, I'll talk to her before next Wednesday. It's so exciting what's happening that day because of International Jazz Day. So I'll make sure I give her your website so that you two can network.
Sounds awesome.
Well, I'm going to leave you. I know you want to get back to New Orleans, and I don't blame you. Please go to Café du Monde and have a beignet and charcuterie coffee from me.
I will.
Please.
I couldn't miss it.
No. And I'm going to leave you with this song. Of course, I love this song. My son does too. You have written amazing songs, and I wanted to play another kind of take because you borrowed this song, Blindsided, and I just love your version. Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just intro it a little bit for us, and then I'll let you get back to Dad.
Okay. Yeah, well, this song, you know, it's a song by the artist Bon Iver. And I just kind of added some extra harmonies and just kind of moved things around to make it a little bit more my own. And, you know, keeping kind of Bon Iver's use of kind of horns as textural elements. And so there's little flute flutterings and mutterings of clarinet in there. Just to kind of make a kind of ethereal mood. So that's my version of Blindsided.
Textural elements. I am always going to make sure that you get the credit for that. Those two words together. Textural elements. I love that. and then, just so you know, I'm going to follow it with Stolen Away. So we're going to get three Natalie Kressman songs within this hour. Thank you so much for your time. Ms. Kressman, you are just a delight, and I really wish you well.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Trish. This was really a treat.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Tell your mom hello, and hopefully I'll be talking to her down the line, too. I hope so.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll let her know. Thanks again.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day. Enjoy Louisiana.
Thank you. I will. You too.
All right.
Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Natalie Kressman. Turn the Sea is the name of the sophomore CD by this amazing young artist, and you'll enjoy this song. You may be familiar with it, but you'll hear it with new ears right now.
Agony, I'd rather know. down to the shoreline, the end of the bloodline. The moon is a cold light. There's a pole to the flow.
Thank you.
This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Some songs that are just so ingrained into your soul that you will probably think of that particular tune, maybe there are a few of them, in those last few moments of your life when things flash in front of you, you'll be hearing that song. This is one of them. I just told Beach in the chat room, if I could play that song every week, I would. George Benson from 2020, 1985. the thing is, when you have an identification factor with a song to a particular individual and the individual is not here any longer, it takes on even more significance because that's one of those songs. It's a falling in love song. And once you have felt that even once in your life, if you're fortunate enough to have it, you will remember that feeling until you leave this earth. And maybe that's what heaven is like, to have that kind of feeling all the time. Woo, doggies. That's a good one. George Benson, I just want to hang around you. This album also contains, by the way, this is why you should get it, man. There's going to be some memories now. Hold on to your hats. You remember the song, You Are the Love of My Life, with George Benson and Roberta Flack? Go back and remember. Get the YouTube out. Get a little clip from Amazon. Shh, some kind of song. That's on this 2020 album. Nothing's Gonna Change My Love for You. Remember that song? It was done by the Hawaiian singer Glenn Medeiros. But George Benson did it on this particular album, too. Mm-hmm. So good. And he also does, you remember the Bobby Darin song, Beyond the Sea? George does a version of that, too. 1985 was hot and happening. Yeah. George, by the way, in case you are in the L.A. region, he is going to be, and this date will come up a few times in the show, the 15th of June. That's when the Playboy Jazz Festival is going to be. The date has other significance, and we'll talk to you about that a little bit later on. We heard Herbie Hancock, who you're about to hear again, in a vocal scenario. That was Herbie from back in 1965, 20 years between albums here, Maiden Voyage. Oh, my! Monumental album. One of the Penguin Guide to Jazz listings as one of their core collection LPs. Just magnificent. Freddie Hubbard here. George Coleman, Ron Carter, Tony Williams, and then Herbie, 24 years old, thank you very much, on the keyboard there with Dolphin Dance from Maiden Voyage, which, loosely speaking, is a concept album. Herbie wanted to convey the idea of an oceanic vibe. And Herbie, who was always thinking out of the box anyway, still doing that, mind you, in his 70s, just did not know the impact of this particular work. 1999, it was right there into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Amazing work. Herbie, he will be on our lips frequently in the next many days because if it wasn't for Herbie Hancock, there would be no International Jazz Day. And that's next Wednesday. And by the way, we will have no show next Tuesday or next Thursday. We will have a show 4 hours worth on Wednesday next week, International Jazz Day. And thank you once again to Wendy Wang and to all those who are part of jazzday.com. We are in the page there as far as events are concerned at jazzday.com. And if it wasn't for the Monk Institute reaching out and saying, will you do something for Jazz Day, I wouldn't have gotten my butt in gear. It will be a really splendid show. Lots of global interpretations of jazz, and we'll have James Lloyd here from Pieces of a Dream, Greg Adams, and Daryl F. Walker from East Bay Soul. All of these folks have gigs coming up in this region, but they are also going to talk about the significance, according to them, of jazz around the world and how important it is to spread that message. So, we heard Natalie Cressman, too, and thank you to that wonderful, how can I say, free spirit. Oh, I love to have these youngins on the show who are so worldly in their vision of what music is supposed to be, have the young interpretation because they are, but they dig deep, and that old soul kicks in. So you hear a glimpse of the past and a vision of the future. Oh, it's so nice. Gives me a chill. Terry Lynn Carrington. Good God, what a schedule this woman has. Phew! We'll get to that. She's doing some creative things. Man, I appreciate her so much. Just so well respected in the business, and I know she savors it. From Money Jungle, Provocative in Blue last year, this is REM Blues, or R-E-M Blues if you prefer, with her good pals Kristen McBride and Gerald Clayton on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, and a little help from Shay Rose here and Herbie Hancock.
You. when you don't hear her. You desperately miss her. And when you embrace her, you wish you could kiss her.
Jazz means anything at all, which is questionable. It means the same thing it meant to musicians 50 years ago. Freedom of expression. I can't help feeling that the music has outgrown the word jazz. The greatest danger to civilization is that we don't appreciate enough our natural heritage. Musicians of the past have influenced all musicians of the future. I think jazz will be listened to by the same people who listen to it now. Those who like creative things, whether they understand them or not. If it is accepted as an art, the popularity of it doesn't matter. When you get into popularity, then you're talking about money, not music.
that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights the sky. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you, and someday I'll know that moment divine. And all the things you are
you're saying. Wish we could hear more of that. Whew. I understand completely. That is the, how shall we say, the filet mignon of vocalists in jazz. Ella Fitzgerald, 1963, from Ella Fitzgerald Sings the Jerome Kern Songbook. This was the seventh album from Ella in her series of them focusing on Broadway composers. Man, did she tear those songs up. If nobody had heard those songs that she did in the series, they would have thought they originated in her wonderful golden throat, but she just made songs that somebody else had done seem like her own so many times, and that's one of them. Tony Bennett's favorite song, by the way, All the Things You Are, backed by the Nelson Riddle Orchestra. This was the fourth time that he and Ella had worked together. Just beautiful. And why Ella today? Well, why not every hybrid jazz show? But today, because we remember her birthday tomorrow. She was born on the 25th of April, 1917. And she passed away, remember this date? I just told you a little while ago, the 15th of June, 1996. Yes. And coming up in this region, I'll have to remind Greg Adams about this, but he and East Bay Soul are going to be playing at Ram's Head in Annapolis, Maryland on the 15th of June. So, hey, maybe they'll do a big band tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. Wouldn't that be cool? Oh, man. I'll think about that and I'll go crazy. Whew. We also heard from Dwight Sills. This is the gentleman that whatever kind of mood that yours truly is in, If it's bad, it'll turn good. If it's good, it'll get better. This Easy CD from 1999 is just so wonderful. And you know that song. I have played that song for you a number of times, Sliver Moon. Or, as I called it when he was with me on the show last year, Silver Moon. He said, no, Trish, it's Sliver. I said, okay, I'm sorry. I wanted to see if I could find something for you that I read, and maybe I won't be able to now. But, oh, yeah, I did. I just want you, if you are a Dwight Sills fan and know the magnificence of his work on guitar, because when a gentleman like this, such a wonderful man, has been known to play for Rick Braun and Richard Elliott and George Duke and Kirk Whalum, the A players that have been in our midst for so many years, sometimes you can take that artist for granted. But this is what the Jazz Times wrote about Dwight in 1999 when Easy came out. And, of course, it's a woman, so she would get it. But she says, Sills plays clipped, cornered licks, demonstrating an uncommonly introspective style, which is technically adept without being overdramatic. That's beautiful. That says a whole lot right there that doesn't get said about a lot of artists because, and I'm playing a lot of guitar music today for some reason that just popped up, but his particular style makes you feel because he knows how to push forward and he knows how to hold back. I am talking about music. I really am talking about playing guitar. There's just an appealing quality to the kind of guitar work that he does that just is haunting and is comforting, that energizes as well as fills you with peace. He's going to hear this and he's going to get weepy. He's had some big changes in his home environment. He's excited, but he's also tired. In case you haven't seen him on Facebook, I did check up with him this morning to make sure he's okay. He's fine. He's just really, really busy. Whenever he doesn't do something political on a day-to-day, I get a little worried, but he's good. Terry Lynn Carrington, we heard, with Shea Rose and with Herbie Hancock doing a quote from Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington said such a lot about music. Oh, my God. And Terry Lynn Carrington wanted to pay homage to Duke and what he had done with Money Jungle that was recorded in 1962 and released in 1963. She wanted to get together a similar kind of feel for what was originally done with Max Roach and with Charles Mingus. So she got Christian McBride and Gerald Clayton together, and they made this sweet, sweet progressive kind of, as well as regressive in the best way, kind of sound that is still making waves. Released last year, that was REM Blues, and man, Money Jungle, Provocative and Blue, 50th anniversary celebration of the original Money Jungle from Terry Lynn Carrington and Company. She is everywhere. She and many others will be part of the magnificent International Jazz Day in Osaka, Japan. That will be next Wednesday. We've got to get our time frames together so I can tell you more about that, and hopefully will coincide somehow, some way with what we're doing here on Hybrid Jazz from noon to four. But Terry is also doing this. I wanted to make mention of this because this is so dang cool. She will be at Town Hall on Wednesday, May 14th in New York. It's called A Night of Improvised Round Robin Duets. Among the folks that are going to be there, David Murray, James Carter, Petra Hayden, Charlie Hayden's daughter, one of three sisters, triplets, who is making waves with her own sound, too. this is going to be basically jazz, but a lot of et cetera in the mix. Wow, if you can get there on Wednesday, May 14th, to Town Hall in New York, go. It's going to be magnificent. We can't be, because we're going to see Bruce Springsteen in Hershey Park. I know, it's crazy. And Bruce, along with Santana, and along with Natalie Cressman's dad, Jim, are at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival this weekend that will continue for many days. Woo, a lot going on. Hey, Beach, I got a song for you. June 15th, East Bay Soul will be at Ram's Head in Annapolis. They will also be at a lot of other places. You have to go to the website and see. They have kicked it into gear. Andrea Adams, you are so good, honey, at what you do. Man, the getaway. We have to hear it right now on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Woohoo! This is Hybrid Jazz.
Thank you.
Yeah, you talking about air pollution. Put your hand on your mouth. That will help with the solution. Woo, such fire from that song. Man, it was good to hear that the first time it came out. And guess what? Those words from Respect Yourself are truer today than they were back in 1971, 1972. Man alive, listen to the words of that song. Oh, my head spins. Now, you know you got some power when you got Roebuck pop staples at the helm. Yvonne, Purvis, Cleotha, and Mavis chiming in with the Muscle Shoals rhythm section and the Memphis horns. You cannot go wrong, my friend, when you have that combination of talent. Boy, did they clean up. If you want to get yourself back to a real cool frame of mind, get Be Altitude, Respect Yourself, from those early days of glory. Hallelujah. Luther Ingram wrote that song. I don't know what inspired Luther, but I praise God that he was inspired, because that says a whole mouthful. Now, why am I getting the imagery? When I see the words in front of me, Respect Yourself, I'm looking at these young boys with their pants hanging below their waistline. If half of these cats only knew the significance of what that means, they wouldn't be doing it. And you can't, what are you going to do? I mean, some of these communities in different states are enforcing laws now, but it just shows. And they don't perceive it that way. They think it's a statement, and some of these guys shouldn't be making this statement. You know what I mean? I don't want to even tell you what I have seen in the way of underwear and arses in the state of Maryland, ladies and gentlemen. It's just really bad. And T is at community college, and he's finishing up, so hopefully summertime. Oh, please, God, let him finish up. But he sees more than I do, and he just laughs because he would not be able, I don't care if he's over 21 or not, he would not be able to walk out of this house with his pants like that. I have to tell him to keep on pulling them up. And if he hears this, he is going to trip on me because he doesn't want me to share this kind of private stuff. But we all need to talk about it because in some ways it has become an epidemic. Oh, it just irritates me so bad. Kevin Jackson, we heard. And by the way, Mavis Staples, can we just say a little bit about Mavis? She's going to be 75 in July. Now, Pops is gone, of course, and Yvonne is gone. And Purvis, I believe, is 79. No, Cleotha is she left us last year. Yvonne is 78, Purvis is 79, and Mavis is 75. So it looks as though, if you go to her website, she is kicking it large still. I'm telling you, could you say a little prayer that I get Mavis Staples on the show? Wouldn't that be the coolest doggone thing in the world? Wouldn't you love to get her take on what she thinks of the world as compared to what she and the group Staple Singers were going through at the time of their big ride? Oh, man, it would be awesome. Plus, I would love to ask her about the romance that she had with Bob Dylan. Did you know about that? Oh, my God! And, you know, I don't think he's tied up with anybody these days. I'm not sure if she is. It sure would be nice if they got back together. Oh, my God. Love the idea. Kevin Jackson. Woohoo! He was the middle song there with Baltimore Groove. That's the name of it, from Stories in Color from 2012. Kevin Jackson. Let me tell you something about Kevin. He is going to be part of the big show tomorrow in Silver Spring with the other Kevins, Kevin Walker and Kevin Howard, Kenneth Trustee, and Philip Doc Martin, who was on Hybrid Jazz last week, Anita King, Geneva Renee, and Micah Chevalier, all in Silver Spring tomorrow. Kevin Jackson not only has that performance on your Friday night, but he also has a big shindig coming up at his alma mater, Morgan State University, mid-May. This will be videotaped, and it will be set to DVD. He is so excited, he cannot stand it. So I wanted to make sure that you knew that the guitarist and bass player and leader, extraordinary leader, who put together some terrific talent on Stories in Color. The Baltimore Groove stepper step song that you heard, his good buddy Will Allen, pivotal in the creation of the CD. A lot of inspiration for Kevin. So, Will, love you. Hope to see you soon. We started off the set with East Bay Soul, The Getaway from 2.0. Phew! I'm so excited about the fact that they're going to be coming and touring in this neck of the woods, but they're also going to be at Spaghettini's, and this is all during the summer. But Greg Adams and Daryl F. Walker will be here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy next Wednesday, International Jazz Day. And I can't think of better folks to have on the show than those two, because they've been around, they've toured a lot, they have great sensitivity as to what is important in the way of music and what is not. And furthermore, we'll have two pairs of tickets to give away for Ram's Head in mid-June. I'm seeing Yolanda and Beej in my chat room. I would love to pull them from California and be able to have a big party in Annapolis that night and surprise all the guys in East Bay Soul. They would be out of their minds with excitement. It's my little dream. If I win the lottery, it's the first thing I'm going to do. So, that said, let us mosey along to hear some more music, shall we? We've heard a lot of contemporary. We've heard a lot of older songs. This is going back a whole big, long way. And I'll tell you why. Because on the 29th of April, 1899, Edward Kennedy, Duke Ellington, was born, and we need to celebrate ahead of time. We sure enough do. This is Rockin' in Rhythm on Hybrid Jazz. We'll be right back.
Mark Blocker, Jason Palmer, Chantel Sterling, Jamie Witts. My name is Grace Kelly. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Eric Law, how about it for Eric on cello?
This is Hybrid Jazz.
Hey, pretty baby, with your high heels on, you give me fever like I've never ever known. You're just a product of loveliness. I like the groove of your walk, your talk, your dress. I feel your fever from miles around. Can I pick you up in my car and we'll paint the town? Just kiss me, baby, and tell me twice that you're the one for me, the way you make me feel. You really turn me on. You knock me off of my feet, yeah, baby, you do. My lonely days are you're giving me. Just hold me, baby, and I'm in ecstasy. Oh, I've been working, 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 girl, from 9 till 5 to buy you things to keep you by my side. I never felt so in love before. Just promise me, baby, that you love me forevermore. I swear I'm keeping you satisfied, 'cause you're the one for me, the way you make me feel. You really turn me on. You knock me over my feet, yeah, baby. My lonely days are gone. No more lonely over
ago.
Yeah. Everybody okay? Oh, every time we play that song, there's been a few times we've played it. Mark Arthur Miller, thank you so much, I think. Singer, songwriter, actor, tennis champ. He is all of that and a big old bottle of water because that's what we need right now to cool off. The Way You Make Me Feel from Soul Searching, the EP. Yeah, I think our Southern California gal in the chat room sums it up best when she says in all caps, Lord have mercy, yes, about to wake someone up in the house. Oh, my gosh, this is what it does all the time. Mark Arthur Miller has been a little quiet recently. And I'm thinking that he's been quiet because he's putting the finishing touches on an extended album, you see. I'll have to get back with him. We'll have to have him on the show just so we can get Beej's reaction in the chat room and Yolanda and whoever else is visiting that day. Oh, my. It's always so nice to hear that song. And I think that Michael Jackson would have liked that, too. You know, when you start to tackle a song that means a lot by somebody who's legendary and sort of have a different spin and make it your own. Ooh, isn't that something? I love it. We also heard Grace Kelly, not to be confused with the Grace Kelly that we knew when we were growing up. So you have to go to gracekellymusic.com and learn more about our virtuoso. What a sweetie pie she is. I love this gal so much. She did Summertime from Live at Scholars, and Grace has some news. She and I were in communication this morning, and she is going to be doing a couple of things that will keep Mom about until she visits the show on the 13th of May. Yes. She's in Pennsylvania tonight, in Indiana, Pennsylvania, which, if memory serves me, I think that's where Sharon Stone is from, or Jimmy Stewart. One of those actors is from Indiana, PA. She's going to be at the Newport Jazz Festival. This woman has plans for 2014, which is why she's coming on the show, because you can be a part of these plans, and that's all I'm going to say. Grace Kelly, Lover. That was from last year, by the way, Live at Scholars. Do pick it up. We also heard from Duke Ellington. The memory of his birthday is on the 29th. He was born in 1899 and died in 1974. For those of us who had seen him on television and out and about in our various cities when he was walking among us, we are indeed blessed because there was no one like him while he was living. There will be no one like him again. Just one of those larger-than-life characters who could have very easily, because he was born into some wealthy circumstances, could have very easily decided to go another way. But he put himself in the middle of the emotional frying pan that was America when he was growing up. And he changed a lot of minds. He changed musical history, and he was very adamant about what his music was to be perceived as. So if you want to dig into some writings about Duke Ellington, please do, because there is just a lot to consume. If you would go to his wiki page, and Wikipedia is not always reliable. I should have brought this up when Natalie Cressman was with us in the first hour of the show, because somebody butchered her wiki. A lot of the information is just simply not true because sometimes they hire these kids or people who are young and don't know history write these synopses. And they're sometimes factual, sometimes it's just fabricated because they don't want to get to the real core of what the facts are. But so much information about Duke Ellington and so many mentorships that have been written, articles about him, picture stories, just amazing. What you heard was Rockin' in Rhythm, first recorded in 1931 at the Cotton Club. Many times he did that particular tune. This one was from the Millennium Anthology, which was released on my mom's birthday, the 25th of October, 1994. Just beautiful work. It's four CDs, and I got it for a present 1 year. It has gotten some mileage, I'll tell you that right now. Beautiful work. I might dash off a little bit earlier than usual today just so I can take care of some business as far as my son's, thank you, Jesus, soon-to-be oral surgery that he needs on his wisdom teeth that have been complicated for him. So I've got four more tunes to play for you, and it might take us largely into the last hour of the show. We'll see. Want to make sure I tackled a track from Level 10. My band, based in Clearwater, Florida, and I might be buddies in ways that we didn't expect, because we are heading to that neck of the woods, Southwest Florida, sometime this year in order to make a move there. We'll probably visit a time or two, but we're going to go south of even Clearwater. But this is reflective, this music from Level 10, of Brazil and Cuba and that funky Florida vibe that is going on in that part of the state. This is from the CD, Vector. It's called Pra Voce on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you.
And that song ended far too soon for me. This is what you call getting caught when you're multitasking. That was Level 10 and Pra Voce from the CD called Vector. Levi D. Andrade was on the show with us. Gosh, it seems like many moons ago, but it couldn't have been that long, right? No, it couldn't have been that long. We are winding down the hour. Such a lot is going on behind the scenes, you have no idea. And then I see that Pete Gitlin has just arrived. So now, because it's just that kind of day, we'll have to do something about that because Pete has done me a favor, and I would like to do him a favor or two, even today. Let's just, since we played something new, go back a little bit and play something that I think we need to hear. This has kind of got that groove that I think that we're hungry for. We're going back now to 1949, 1951 in that period. Mary Lou Williams, the celebration of her birthday is coming up in May, as is the Mary Lou Williams Jazz Festival at the Kennedy Center in D.C. This is called In the Purple Grotto on Hyper Jazz.
Thank you.
This is Hybrid Jazz.
You lead me home.
I'm telling you, she just trips me out. That is Natalie Cressman, our third song by her. Whew, so glad she had about 35 minutes or so before anything else happened in the way of music. She was right at jump, the guest, during the first hour of the show, and we played a couple more tracks from Turn the Sea, both original material featuring Natalie not only on vocals but on trombone, and you can see where she is considered to be so unique because, once again, her mom, Sandy Cressman, has a glorious reputation as a Brazilian jazz-based singer who has spent a lot of years in trying to be and feel as authentic as possible in delivering that kind of music that she loves so much. Her dad, Natalie's dad, Jim Cressman, is with Natalie right now in New Orleans, or rather, Natalie is with him because he plays with Santana, and they are at the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. So Natalie is enjoying Café du Monde, probably as we speak, with the chicory coffee and the beignets. If you ever get a chance to travel anywhere, you must go to New Orleans and experience the food. Please, I'm begging you. You have to go there. Oh, my sister, at one time, I've said this before, and Beach is probably sick of me saying this, but we had an occasion for travel to New Orleans when my sister was living on Lake Pontchartrain. So you can imagine my little childhood because she lived next to the Prima family. Big in jazz, Louis Prima was and his family at the time. So it was so wonderful to be able to visit these establishments in New Orleans. Some of them, probably sister and mom, did not want me to go into, but didn't mean we could not go down Bourbon Street and hear Al Hurt while he was playing live inside those doors, which were never closed, by the way. And to experience some of these restaurants like Brennan's, I don't know if it even is still there, but they had the most wonderful cuisine. And for an 11-year-old to experience duck, not a real big meat person now, and I like to shy away, but the taste of that was so sublime. And I didn't know any better. I just remember the taste because it was made with orange sauce. And then to go and taste, this is what the beignets taste like in New Orleans. They are puffed up donuts. They are deep fried. And they are, you bite into them and it's like biting into air. And then it tastes creamy and crunchy at the same time. Whew. Now I'm thinking of the Mark Arthur Miller song all over again. That is bad. Okay, what else did we hear, Trish? Let's go right back to the music, shall we? Yeah. What did we hear? Because I've got jumbled notes all over the place now. Oh, yeah. We heard Kevin Eubanks from The Messenger. Yeah. A song called 420. Now, I wasn't going to ask him about that song when he visited Hybrid Jazz because some of us know what 420 means. We celebrated the other day. Some did. You know, It's basically about marijuana. I am not sure if Kevin Eubanks meant it that way, but 420, when we say that now, it's more than just a Stephen Stills song from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. 420 is a date, and that is to honor the weed. In essence, I did hear a rumor that Kevin Eubanks is doing an album with Stanley Jordan. Is that true? Kevin, call me, honey, and let me know. I just happened to see that on his Twitter feed. So, yeah, I was a little excited. We heard Level 10, yes, Pravoce, from Victor, based in Clearwater, Florida. I have to say that again because that's the future region for moi. This is something I don't ordinarily do. I usually value the instrumental songs a great deal because of the language. How can I say this? It's barrier-free as far as language is concerned. People can take to songs when they don't hear words. Some people don't know English. Some people don't know French. Some people don't know Spanish. So when you hear an instrumental song, you gravitate to it because you can do any language that you want. But these three songs need to get played today for varying reasons. One, because one of the singers is based in our region, and you must hear this. I'm not sure if anybody else is playing it. It was produced by Daoud Saeed, who does the intro and outro music for Hybrid Jazz. Vic Frierson is a name that you know because we've played his music on Hybrid Jazz. You also know Veronica Nunn. Veronica is going through some wonderful events in her life. She just got on a plane last night, I believe, to Indonesia, where she is going to be performing and teaching. And then she's got the tour coming up with Michael Franks. She will be at Cap Jazz Festival and a whole bunch of other places with Michael, and she's really looking forward to this next chapter in her life, also making it a point to focus on music education in schools. She's wonderful. And also we have Pete Gitlin here, and I wanted to make note that 3 weeks now at number one for Epiphany for the Children. So that's worth celebrating. Let us do, let's see, revive or somebody. Yeah, we can do this. We're going to do Veronica Nunn first. How the Garden Grows and Vivaldi's Song, written by Michael Franks, performed by our very own V, coming up hopefully in May here again on Hybrid Jazz.
Hard to rhyme, we're prisoners in some icy pantomime, just waiting for the wind to change his mind and sing us green. April starts to whisper to the trees, I hoe and you plant the peas. Canterbury bells begin to ring, the sparrows are stealing string, hollyhocks and foxgloves to the knee. Now life's in a major key, we got mud between our toes. This is how the garden grows. Midnight in July, we see the season spread across the sky. We wake up to a nosy dragonfly again. Love to bite me where it shows. You kiss me, then hide my clothes. Running through the sprinklers, nearly wrong. We've just disproved Newton's law. How can I break even with the weeds? Love so beyond my knees, blossoms on your mama's rose.
home, sweet home, inside of your sublime. This garden sure to grow. You know our love is just like summertime.
From home, inside. here we are on earth together, it's you and I. God has made us fall in love, it's true. I've really found somebody like you. Will it stay, the love you feel for me? Will it stay? You will be by my side to see me through until my life is through. Well, in my mind, we can conquer the world. In love, you and I, you and I. In my life, I found someone I know will be here forever to see me through. But I found strength in you.
Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Cold light.
Wonderful. Woo, so glad for you, Pete. Oh, my gosh, that song is doing so well, Epiphany for the Children. And I have to share this because this is what Leah Capelli wrote on her Facebook page, and she was real excited. Now, this is going back a little bit. This is going back to February, and she had no idea what kind of success would come to this song, but she said that a few months ago, my friend Pete Gitlin asked me to sing on a song he wrote for an upcoming single, Epiphany for the Children. He told me that some of the lyrics had come to him in a dream, and he awoke, the rest of the song seemed to flow easily. This was around the time of the Newtown, Connecticut shooting, and he felt a particular attachment to it. When I sang it, I felt how special the song was to him, and I'm elated to be part of something so important. The song is for sale on iTunes, CD Baby, and Amazon. 50% of the proceeds will be going toward the Newtown Action Alliance Foundation. Please give it a listen and pass it on. That was real wonderful of Leah to do that. Pete, I think she helped tremendously, and I think that the song is speaking for itself because it's really getting some sizable chart action. So go to PeteGitlin.com, G-I-T-L-I-N, or go to his Facebook page. He's also on Twitter. Thanks for retweeting, Pete. Did we ever think that we would ever have that sentence in our vocabulary even a year or so ago? Thank you for retweeting. Woo! Yeah! It's just 2014. Welcome to it, you know. We also heard from Vic Frierson, who's based in Baltimore but originally from Kentucky. Honestly, if you were to hear of this man's story, you would call me a liar because you wouldn't believe what he has endured in his life. So much that it makes me teary even to think about it because he is one of those beautiful people. He's massive. He's about, honestly, like almost close to 7 foot. Big old guy and just beautiful, powerful voice. He got together with his friend Daoud Saeed and he did a sizable number on Stevie Wonder's You and I, did he not? That is not yet released to the public. It will be. I'm thinking that Daoud and Vic are working on it. Daoud has had some health issues, and I'm not sure if Vic is healthy or not. I'm sure hoping so, because these two are so wonderful together. It just takes your breath away. Speaking of which, and by the way, you can get to Vic Frierson by way of BigVix.com, but it's actually Vic, V-I-C, Frierson. He likes to be called Vic. Anyway, Veronica Nunn, speaking of breathtaking, she did a song that was actually two, How the Garden Grows and Vivaldi's song. Michael Frank's compositions that Veronica does, oh well, has been with him for a couple of decades now, and it just keeps getting better. Veronica is away. She is doing her teaching thing. She is trying to spread her wings as far as being an activist for music education in schools. So she's just joined a couple of committees. She's touring with Michael Franks. She will be in varying places. If you are near the Columbia, Maryland, which is halfway between Baltimore and D.C., in early June, that first weekend, Veronica will be there with Michael and the guys in the band, and it will be a wonderful occasion. Few of us are planning to go. Maybe we can meet you there. Veronica, the long overdue for her visit, a semi-regular here to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thanks so much to Beach, my constant, Yolanda, Pete, all the guests that have gone back and forth today and have made things really wonderful on the show. And again, my love and best wishes to Natalie Cressman. Got to get her mom, Sandy, on the show one of these days, one of those real, authentic Brazilian voices. Oh, it's so great. God love you. Have a great weekend. Don't forget, no show on Tuesday, no show on Thursday of next week. 4-hour show for International Jazz Day. Check jazzday.com and see the listing for Hybrid Jazz. I believe we're the only source in Maryland that is offering something for April the 30th. James Lloyd from Pieces of a Dream, Greg Adams will be here, Daryl F. Walker, and anybody else that wants to drop by in the way of their love for jazz around the globe. God bless. See you soon. Woo-hoo! Have fun, but be safe.